Now let's welcome James Webb, the third, the former Boise State basketball player, which, James, forgive us, that does sound a little odd. How is it wearing with you to know that your Boise State career is now officially complete with the hiring of Mr. Briscoe?
You know, it's bittersweet, but it's a career path that I chose, and I think I'm going to have success at it.
Yeah, James, let's talk about those pluses and minuses. And who you talked to about this, how you arrived at that decision. We know about your decision to at least want to check out the NBA draft, see where you're at. But something's changed for you because now you've got an agent and you're definitely going to be playing professional basketball somewhere next year. What changed for you?
You know, it was just deep thoughts for myself, figuring out what would be best for me. And at the end of the day, I just had that gut instinct after, you know, a week and a half of working out, I just felt like this was the best opportunity for me.
Who all did you solicit advice from? I know it comes down to your own gut at the end, but did you get advice from NBA guys? Was your agent weighing in? Were there family and friends that were getting in your ear and trying to lean you one way or the other? Who all weighed in on this decision?
Not really. I mean, everybody just left it up to me. I had a few phone calls from a couple of, well, my agent had a few phone calls from a couple of people, and we were getting good advice and things that we need to work on. And I've been improving on those things that people want to see. So I just felt like it was the right choice for me because I got a lot I can show.
James Webb III is joining us here on Sports Radio The Ticket. His decision to hire an agent, pursue a professional basketball career. James, all stuff aside, isn't there a point where a guy like you says, I want to get paid to play. I'm ready to start my life as a professional basketball player. Nothing against Boise State. I went up to Northern Idaho. I did what I had to. I did a lot here. I want to get paid to play. Is there any sense in that?
It is, but it isn't. You know, I had a great career at Boise, and, you know, I had a lot of memories and a lot of fun times there. No discredit to them. You know, they did everything to help me succeed at Boise, and I thank them. But I just felt like for my sake, it was just, you know, time to move on.
James, what have you been working on since the season ended and trying to get ready for whatever's down the road, whether it's the combine or workouts for teams, and what does the schedule look like for you on that front in the coming weeks?
It's just a lot of hard work coming up. Well, I mean, I've been putting in work now, but now, you know, it's just grinding and working out, doing the little things that teams want to see that I haven't shown at Boise, working on those things, getting my weight up. It's just a lot.
James Webb's visiting with us from Miami, where he's training for these things. Have you heard anything about the NBA Combine, James?
No, not yet. You know, teams are still playing and stuff like that. So you probably won't hear anything, until about a week or two before the combine starts. So probably towards the end of April, that's when, people will start getting notified on if they got invited to the combine.
James, when you look through the process of what it takes financially to, let's just say you get tryouts from 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 teams or whatever, as I understand it, had you not hired an agent and you wanted to go to these workouts, does that not come out of your pocket?
No, I think the teams pay for that.
Oh, good. We were wondering about that, and I thought, okay, that would make some sense if they did.
I think so. I'm not 100% sure, but I could be wrong.
Well, it must not have went into your thinking. That's what I was considering, because there's a financial commitment to do all of this stuff, and sometimes agents to train in Miami's not free. I mean, there's expenses with all of it.
It all comes with a price tag.
Exactly, and football kids all the time make these kind of changes, and all of a sudden the agent will loan them the money to do it because they're going to get paid back relatively quickly. But that being said, how much of this is a decision about the NBA, James? And how much of this is a decision about, hey, you may want to go play like Derek or overseas somewhere. You may play in the D League. Is it about that as well, or is it just about the NBA?
You know what? I'm just focusing on, you know, getting to the combine, excelling there, and then having success wherever I play at. I'm just trying to be the best that I can be in these next couple months, and hopefully it's where I want to be.
Former Boise State Bronco James Webb III is with us here on Sports Radio The Ticket. James, you talked about earlier, you got to get your weight up, and you know, strength and conditioning and those things are pretty obvious. But you also said that you're getting feedback on things or skills that you need to work on. More specifically, what are you hearing and what are you working on?
You know, they just want to tone me into a three, like a small forward. I was mainly a poster at Boise that could shoot. Well, the year before I could shoot, this year wasn't so well, but... you know, just working on my shot as well.
So I know you're full speed ahead at this point with the decision to hire an agent and not really wanting to necessarily look in the rearview mirror, but for us, it makes a lot of sense to kind of put a bow around it and put it in perspective. What is, you showed up at Boise State, you redshirted that first year, and then you gradually worked your way into one of the stars of this team and a team that, you know, won a Mountain West championship and had a lot of success. As you look back on it, and I know it'll be different 5 years or 20 years down the road, but as you look back on it today, what was the significance of the Boise State career for you, and what do you remember about it?
You know, it wasn't always easy as far as, you know, not playing and things like that. So I had to figure out ways how to play. And then after that, I had to figure out ways on how to become better and become more efficient and help the team. Cause like towards the end of my career there, you know, they relied on me a lot. So it was all up to, well, it wasn't all up to me, but I mean, a lot weighed on me. So I had to figure out ways on how to get things done.
Caves and Prayerless, Dave Harbison here with Jeff Caves on Sports Radio The Ticket. James, how close were you to coming back versus going pro?
It was a tough decision, you know. Like, it's really, being put in that position is really hard. It's probably more difficult than people think.
What makes it so difficult?
You have a year left, you know, you want to go out right. You know, we didn't live up to the expectations that everybody had. And, you know, you want to come out and give it one last go around, but then again, you know, just a lot ways in. You're like, well, all right. I mean, I had a decent year. I didn't shoot the ball well, but at the end of the day, I did some things that people didn't know I could do from last year. So I improved there. Now it's just improving more to get to where I want to be at.
How about injury, James? How much of this do you factor in and look at and start talking about, you know, knee injuries and what happened with UNLV, just that kind of a scare?
I mean, that, you know, that's a scare for you, but I feel like if you don't think about it, I mean, it's not really on your mind, but when you start thinking about it, that's when things tend to start happening and things like that. So I really try to steer away from that.
James, you know, some former Boise State teammates that are playing professionally, not in the NBA, but, you know, guys like Ryan Watkins and Derek Marks are making a living playing basketball. Any communication with either of those guys or anybody else that, you know, might have some good insight having been through the process?
Yeah, I talked to Derek. We have a pretty close relationship. He's gave me a few pointers and things like that. Ryan congratulated me and things like that. We kept in touch a little bit. It's kind of hard with the time difference and all of that over in Europe. So, you know, they just wish the best for me and they're just telling me to go get it.
What about Coach Rice? What was his reaction when you gave him the news?
I mean, he supports me. I'm pretty sure it's not what he wanted to hear as far as, with me coming back and things like that. But, you know, we talked about it and he supports me. You know, all the coaches want nothing but the best for me.
Well, let's hope fans see it the same way. You know how fans are, James. They got their own, you knew this was sticking your neck out, right?
I know, but I mean, I feel like that comes with the territory. Right. I hope everybody can support me and, just try to put themselves in my shoes.
Well, that's where they're at now. And, they are sick to their stomach, I think, over next year's loss and picking up all the points and rebounds and, confidence and go-to guy that you provided this team. It's been a pleasure to have, watched you play. A lot of people are excited for your future, including you and I'm sure your family. So thanks for talking to the fans here on Sports Radio The Ticket, James, and best of luck to you. We'll stay in touch.
No problem.
Thanks, James.
Thank you to all the fans out there too.